One of the things that I think right now is clearly understood, it's the only African language that has been given the special seat at the UN. I think that was one of the biggest milestones for the language itself. In the AU, it is an official language, so therefore recognized, and we believe that was also important, so that when the African leaders meet, those that feel comfortable to articulate themselves in Swahili would actually do it. In Kenya, I think we are also advantaged because it is also an official language, meaning it can be used in parliament, in official document, in official communication, and I think that in itself has given it the kind of pedestal that is required to give it the leverage it needs to grow.
We understand the language itself played an important role in Kenya's struggle for liberation, also Tanzania. What can you tell us?
I think the one thing that is clear is that language is the best form of expression for any human being. It carries their heritage, it carries their emotion, it carries their passion, it carries their political ideology. And the fact that it clearly lends itself to those who are not the elite gives it a unique position for people to be able to articulate and agitate and even formulate the kind of leadership, the kind of culture, the kind of education that they need to have. And Kenya and Tanzania, actually the East African region, have been almost the bedrock of the language. And as you go down to parts of Central and South Africa, there are, because of historical migration, you will find speakers. DR Congo, you will find speakers in Mozambique.
You mentioned East Africa. I read last month, I think so, a debate in the East African Parliament about whether Kiswahili should be used as the working language of the East African Parliament. And according to what I read, some countries rejected that.
Yes, I think politics aside, because when it comes to matters of administration, there will be people who will be articulating issues from different standpoints. But the language in itself does a lot of justice to the people who are sitting there to be represented. And not only that, one of the biggest things that we as media practitioners in Kenya have also been urging our own government is that on serious and important days such as the budget making and budget reading day, it is important that the estimates are given in Swahili, because it is the language that lends itself to the people who you are expecting to pay the taxes and also to agitate for development.
You know, Munene, before I let you go, I'm going to show you my Kiswahili language speaking skills. So I'd like to say jambo.
Jambo sana mimi.